It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio, the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend edition of Opinions Matter, and we call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. So let me tell you how this version comes to be. Every day we broadcast our podcast live on Facebook, and we do that so that we can generate calls to generate debate on our daily episodes. Before the audience builds up to a sufficient level, myself and Jeremy and sometimes Katie sit here in studio and waffle years off each other. The most inane shite sometimes. And that is what you are going to hear on this episode of Opinions Matter. It's that first bit of the show before we start recording the daily episode. And it's so random. It's sometimes funny. It's sometimes pathetic. Some people love it. Others absolutely hate it. I don't know what camp you're going to be in, but you'll know by the end of this episode. So on this episode, you will hear how Jeremy got pulled in by the Gardaí with his children in the car. Why was he pulled in, though? You'll also hear why our Katie was in stitches. This is her. Why she was in stitches laughing at Jeremy. What it was that he did that had her laughing that much. And we hear about people tagging dead people in social media posts. The thing about this episode of Opinions Matter is it's completely unedited. We literally do it and then we pop it into the episode. So enjoy. Let's start last Monday. Did you ever have...
Oh, here we go.
I had the scariest feeling in my life last night. Scariest thing that ever happened.
You forgot to put one on.
I forgot to put one on.
That's a scary... There's nothing scarier than that.
Put what on?
There's two things that scare me in life.
Okay, yeah. Now, I just want to put in context. I was on an airplane when this happened, so...
Oh, yeah, you should have rolled. Yeah. I'm not here to judge. This isn't a judgy show.
So what... By the way, is that a... Oh, possibly not, actually. Possibly not. I don't know.
You know when you forget to put one on? And then it's too late.
No, I don't.
Have you never forgotten? You would have at your age, onset Alzheimer's and all that. Did you have? Have you never forgot to put one on?
What would I forget to put one on?
So, because sometimes you just forget to put one on.
Okay.
And then you forget to put one on, and then before you know it, it's happening, and then you don't realise that you haven't put one on until the game is over, and then you're screwed, and then you have 3 weeks. Is it 3 weeks? Many weeks of worry.
What are you talking about?
A condom. When you forget,
I was on an aeroplane.
Each to their own.
No, that's not what it was.
But that is a very worrying thing.
Answer me a question. What's the worst plane landing you ever had in your life?
The worst plane landing.
Plane landing. Yeah. Mm. There we were coming home from our Hollybops yesterday. Yeah. Flying into Dublin Airport, and
it's very weird that you call it Hollybops.
It's just to annoy you. Does it annoy you?
Doesn't sit well with me, yeah.
Does it annoy you? Excellent. Yeah. I was coming home from my Hollybops, and we had a great time in our Hollybops. No,
not one person cares.
But here's the thing. We were flying into Dublin Airport at 7 o'clock last night. Yeah?
Yeah.
And you knew we were coming in on the new runway, yeah?
Yeah.
Flying away.
Was that a propeller plane? Was that the Wright brothers that were flying that plane? If all the noises the plane making.
Well, it may as well have been. Anyway, here, I want to recreate the landing of this plane, yeah? Right? That's actually not quite as loud as it actually was.
Yeah.
This was the heavy... Everybody on the plane screamed. It was that heavy. It was like as if somebody had crashed into us.
And is it because you put on a bit of weight...
on the holidays.
On the holidays that the plane was bounce landing.
I would hope not. Oh, yeah. Have you ever had a scary landing that just absolutely frightened the shite out of you? Everybody around where we were sitting screamed the house down.
There's nothing worse. Sorry, I just said... Aaron. You think you're a funny fucker, but you're not. Obviously, Jeremy forgot to put one on. He has three kids. Now, Aaron...
But you did bring up a stupid conversation about condoms.
There's a speech coming up now. Here's the thing, Aaron. Like most of the people that listen to this podcast, all my three children were actually planned.
Planned? Like you sat down and said, oh, today is the day we shall conceive our child.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, literally.
Have you not noticed that all our children, we backdated our sexual intercourse to so that the babies would be born at the times that we wanted them born.
Who does that?
Oh, we did. We did. We planned our sexual intercourse.
So hang on. You're telling me that on a Saturday afternoon, darling, for our child to be born on the 25th of November, we must have intercourse
it's a bit
now.
Weird, by the way, that you don't know the dates of my children's birthdays.
Well, I don't. No. Either, so.
There's probably more chance of you knowing the their dates of birth than I.
Anyway, so darling, for our child to be born on the 25th of November, we must have intercourse now.
So, I always wanted a Halloween baby.
Yeah. Did you get one?
Yeah. Number two is a Halloween baby.
Halloween?
Oh, it's a Halloween baby. But she came a day, Jesus, a day before, a day after. Hang on. Let me work this out. Halloween is the
31st of October, you clown.
She's a pre-Halloween baby. She's a Halloween Eve baby or something like that.
Right, yeah.
So I said, I always wanted a baby born around Halloween time. So I went back 9 months before October, which is what?
I haven't a clue. January or something.
What?
January.
February. And on the 29th of February, we did the...
Right. And the child was miraculously born precisely 9 months later.
Well, that's how...
Well, it's not.
That's how gestation works.
It's not, because as we discussed on this podcast before, your chances of being born on your actual due date are nearly nil.
Elective cesarean. Thank you very much.
Really? Just so that you could have a Halloween baby?
Yeah.
But if it was elective, why didn't you have it on Halloween?
Oh no, I didn't want her in there on Halloween, because Halloween, I love going trick-or-treating. I was going to be sitting in a bloody labour ward on Halloween.
What man of 60 goes trick-or-treating?
I go trick-or-treating and I'm not 60. So anyway, yes, and my other child then, I always wanted, now this did work out, I always wanted a girl born at Little Christmas.
Okay.
My third child, yeah. Because I don't remember their names.
When's Little Christmas?
I just call them 1, 2 and 3 because I don't remember the names. It's great. So number 3, yeah?
Yeah.
Was born on Little Christmas. Freya's born on the 6th of January, Little Christmas.
But why did you not want her born on actual Christmas?
Oh, you know, Labour Ward on Christmas Day. I can't actually think of
so she was born on
I would rather. Child
was born on Nullignamon.
Here's I would rather.
Christmas.
I would rather go on holidays with you for 2 weeks than spend Christmas Day in a Labour Ward.
I tell you, they had a better time than you had here in that shit weather.
Yes, my third child was born on Little Christmas, 6th. You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Did you send flowers in?
I've never sent flowers.
Well, they're not from you.
No.
It said flowers from a secret admirer.
Yeah, possibly.
It's very weird for a birth. It is a bit weird. And our third child, which was the firstborn, because we did...
Your third child was your firstborn?
Yeah. I do them in order of popularity.
Oh.
So my least popular child...
Is your firstborn?
Yeah, we decided that we do him early Christmas. So that we could...
What?
We could double up on the old Christmas Santa birthday
presents. Tight bastard. No, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
No, that's the truth.
That doesn't surprise me.
So that's a very long way of me saying to that fella, Aaron, who's slagging me off, all my children, unlike a lot of the people who listen to this podcast, who don't even know who baby daddy is. Oh, I'm baby daddy. And not only am I baby daddy, it's like I made a souffle. You can time a souffle so you know what time it's going to be ready at.
And you think making a baby is the exact same?
No, it's actually not. It took less time to actually make a baby than a souffle, to be honest with you. Anyway, so you were talking about the plane landing. It was scary.
No, I'm over it. I've just said it was really, really scary. It's the scariest landing of a plane ever. I thought we were gone. I thought my number was up.
Now, oh no, I thought your number was, because remember you texted me. You were like, I don't think this plane's going to survive. And I literally got a replacement for you. We were getting We literally changed the name of the podcast while you were still in the plane.
What was his name?
Ah, it could have been anybody. We could have got anybody. That fella that sits down on the road down there, you know him? Doesn't even speak English. Do you want the gig? Oh, what do you want that to me to do? What do you want me to do? Just come in and talk shy for an hour. No problem. Now, the second thing I was saying that there's two things that scare me. One says, now it doesn't work anymore because obviously I've had the snip and my sperm is like, what's it called? Flavin's porridge.
Flavins.
F-L-A-V-I-N-S.
Oh, Flavins.
Flavins.
Not Flavins.
F-L-A-V-I-N-S.
Flavins porridge.
F-L-A-V-I-N-S.
No, there's a H in the middle of that as well.
Not on my tub of the porridge.
Obviously, you can't read first thing in the morning. It's Flavins, you fool.
Anyway.
Look, Flavins. Flavins.
I always thought it was Flavins porridge.
You're a fool of a man.
But sorry, I was in Dunn's the other day and I said...
Flavins.
Well, I was in Dunn's the other day and I didn't know where the porridge was, because you know they don't put it beside the cereal. Stupid.
To put it with the healthier cereal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was on the cereal aisle.
And you said, what? Can I have some Flavins?
I was on the cereal aisle and I said, where's the Flavins? And she said, aisle three.
That's that same one that sat outside and doesn't speak English.
Yeah, the one that's getting your job. Anyway, sorry, I don't have to worry about getting people pregnant anymore because my sperm is like Flanagan's porridge or whatever it is. The other thing that scares me, and I want to bring this up, and it's actually quite serious, but I want to, can I give a shout out to someone who really went beyond the call of duty? So the other day, I was pulled over by the Gardaí.
Okay, good enough for you. Now, what were you doing?
For those of you who've ever been stopped by the Gardaí, one of the most frightening things that can happen when you're driving your car is the blue lights behind you.
Yeah, it's awful.
What did I do? What did I do? Now, I'm not going to get into what I did, but it was a slight traffic violation, an infringement of the law.
What speed were you doing?
No, I had the kids in the car. I wasn't speeding. The kids in the car... That's where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't speeding.
You weren't speeding. What were you doing on your mobile phone?
We could sit here all day and I'm not going to tell you. No, I wasn't on my phone with the kids in the car. It was a slight traffic infraction.
Infraction?
Anyway, all joking aside, the blue lights came on the car and I pulled the car over, okay? And my daughter, number one daughter, yeah, started crying. Because she thought Daddy was going to be arrested or something.
Oh, it would have been great.
Sorry, what?
That would have made a great podcast.
Daddy gets arrested.
Yeah. No, I can see the headline, actually.
Oh, why?
Exclusive. Dixon arrested by cops. That's a great podcast.
That's a stupid headline for a podcast. No one would listen to that.
Would they not?
Anyway, I'm trying to tell a serious story. Stop making light of it. Anyway, my daughter started crying because we were getting pulled over by the guards and the blue lights were flashing and the guard was knocking on the window. And she was like, oh, Daddy, you're going to end up in jail. Now, again, when I say minor infraction, I'm talking minor infraction.
The guards don't pull you in for minor infractions, can I tell you?
Well, I think it's a minor infraction.
The guards obviously didn't. They don't just pull people in for driving 2 kilometres over the speed limit.
Anyway, the guard knocked on the window and I rolled down the window, guys. And I know a lot of you hate the Gardaí and think that the way they treat the public is horrible. But when he saw that my daughter was upset in the back of the car, he completely changed his attitude towards everything. And he said, I'm really, really... This is God honest truth. Happened up in Stepaside. I'm really, really sorry for pulling
you up. What were you doing speeding and driving with your mobile phone in your hand in Stepaside?
What?
Go on anyway.
Why, could you not speed in Stepaside?
No.
So anyway, when he saw that my daughter was upset, he turned around to her and he said, don't worry about it. I'm just having a chat with Daddy. I used to work with him. Wasn't that a lovely thing to say?
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Now, he did say then under his breath, he says, that's in the post for you in 2 weeks.
Did he take your license?
Yeah, no, he took the license and all that, yeah. But no, isn't that nice?
What was the infraction?
On a scale of things, okay, so if we're to look at a scale of 1 to 10, the one that you did was a 12. That would have been a 12.
A 12?
Your traffic violation was a 12, yeah?
Well, I only got 3 penalty points.
Oh, no, you got a lot more than penalty points for
that. I was doing 72 and a 60.
Nah, I'm talking about the one in the 90s.
The 90s?
Yeah, you had a run.
You're like a woman dragging up shit from 50 years ago.
Boy, does your missus still do that? She's not still giving out to you about getting caught for that, is she?
Anyway, go on.
On a scale of 1, it's about a 2.
A 2?
Yeah.
A guard pulled you in with blue lights for a 2.
Can't go into it.
You were drinking coffee. No, I don't drink coffee. You were eating food.
No, but I'm just saying, lads, for everybody that gives the Guardian says they're all pigs and they're all... This guard was genuinely...
And that's very nice of him, but what the fuck did he pull you in for? Guards don't pull people in for nothing. They don't put on those blue lights unless you're acting the prick on our roads.
No. A law was broken, Adrian. A law was broken.
So Jeremy was breaking laws on the streets of Dublin with children in the car. There's the headline.
That's a better headline.
Yeah, that's a better headline.
You should write the headlines every day. Give me the headline again.
Daughter terrified after father gets pulled in by Gardaí.
No, that's not. No, get a better one.
Daughter inconsolable after father breaks law.
No, I have one. Dicks in prison. Dicks in prison.
No, that's shite.
Anyway, to that guard, if you are listening to this podcast, you know who you are. Thank you very much.
As Martin says, if the guard was that grand, he would have let you go.
I don't think for this particular infraction.
Yeah.
I love that word infraction because it could mean anything. For this particular infraction, Martin, I don't think he can, I think.
Did he write down your name and address?
Oh, yeah, he took the license and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, then you're fucked.
What do you mean I'm fucked?
You're gone.
Oh, court appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've been in court in ages. It's a great old day out.
Daughter devastated after father's court appearance for dangerous driving.
It wasn't, now I could sue you. I wasn't dangerous driving, okay? It was an infraction of the...
So you were speeding.
with my phone in my hand.
With your phone in your hand.
A burger on my lap.
And driving dangerously.
And driving dangerously. No, I don't drive dangerous with the kids in the car. But thank you to...
But what were you doing that the cars pulled you in?
Here's a good one. I crossed the median.
Oh, you were swerving over the far side of the road with kids in the car.
Oh, no, that's not a good one either. Okay, hang on a second. I was driving without due care and attention.
I bet you were on your mobile phone. That's my guess.
Guess what? Oh. Here's the headline. Yeah. You'll never believe why Jeremy was pulled in by the guards. Now, all joking aside, it's nice to meet some people. Like, I've met pigs of guards as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Yeah, but it's nice to actually meet a nice guard. The last guard you had...
I know what you said to the guard. Do you know who I am? Bet you that's what you said. Do you listen to our podcast?
And that's why I'm getting 3 penalty points.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Here's one of my pet hates.
Well, I know what you're going to do. You started too soon.
No, how can I start too soon?
Because I told you I was masticating.
Yeah, but I can't stand people who masticate in public. It fucking wrecks my head.
So everybody masticates in public.
It's so rude. It is so rude to be masticating.
Here, turn off my microphone. Talk among yourselves.
No, but honestly, it's the rudest thing.
I'm masticating here. Stop. Turn off my mic.
No, I'm not turning off your mic. You knew we were going live. And no sooner did I say, yeah, we're live now, Jeremy, you started masticating.
Turn off my mic. It sounds disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I have something I have to swallow.
Well, swallow away.
I can't because it's going to make the noise. Turn off my mic.
No, I'm not. No. I want to hear what you're doing. God.
You just said you find it disgusting.
I do. I want to prove a point that you have no...
Manners
or etiquette or anything.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you literally have no... You've no graces at all. You've no airs and graces about you at all.
No, I have 2 graces.
Who are the 2 Graces?
My niece is called Grace and I have a cousin Grace as well.
Oh, wait.
I literally have Graces.
But you know heirs.
Oh, yes, I do.
Who?
My son Luke is my heir.
What about your daughters?
Heir to my... Oh, no, they'll get nothing. No, I've told them to marry rich. Marry rich. I'm telling you now, ladies, if you are a woman and you're... by the way, it's very warm here on the day of this recording.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day.
It's very warm. I can't work under these conditions.
You can't win with you. Just because of your lovely new cardigan. What the fuck are you wearing?
We come to that in a minute.
Well, no, I want to deal with that now. What are you wearing? That is the most horrendous...
You said we weren't going to cut across each other's topics.
I'm cutting across this topic now to tell our listeners that Jeremy's wearing something...
We'll do it like news. We cut live now too.
Yeah, we cut live to breaking news. Jeremy's wearing something that I last saw my granddad in 1982.
Yeah, your granddad is dead a long
time.
Yeah,
he was just about to die and he was wearing one of them. What are you wearing?
Because
and obviously this is a visual podcast.
I'm still masticating here.
Because this is a visual podcast, you can't see what he's wearing.
Now, Darren says my wife complains when I masticate too loudly beside her. So does my wife. Apparently, Darren, where you're not alone, I am a loud masticator.
Yeah.
Some people are very quiet in their mastication, but I would be...
Yeah, some people masticate with their mouth open and other people masticate with their mouth closed.
Well, you can masticate with your mouth closed. That's ridiculous. You'd be like this, look. So you couldn't.
Our Katie just sent a message to say...
With that, because that's even funnier. We talk about that later.
Okay, Katie just messaged, what in God's holy fuck is Jeremy wearing? I have tears. So Katie's looking at us right now, and I'm looking at you right now.
It's sad that someone who works on the show...
Can I ask you, did you head out today with that clobber on thinking, yes, I am the man.
Okay, clobber. Who are you? Danny Dawe. Hey, wearing some clobber.
Well, actually,
wearing some clobber.
The word clobber was used when people wore shit like that.
Yeah, let's get out of town, wear some clobber, innit? Yeah, let's wear some clobber. For those of you, which will be the majority of you who are listening to this podcast, allow me to paint a picture of myself. Thank you very much.
Actually, do you know who the last person I saw wearing something like that? It was my granny. My granny, actually.
So I finished masticating.
Yeah, good.
It's
good.
All swallowed. The little remnants of my mouth are now gone as well. I've washed them down.
Yeah, go on, get on with it. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a cardigan, ladies and or gentlemen, today from my spring collection, which I've taken out of the... bought on ASOS, by the way.
Yeah.
And I would like to say... Cardigans are going to be huge in spring this year.
Is that because you said that?
What's wrong with a cardigan?
It looks hideous. It looks... Actually, hang on for 1 second. Hang on, just bear with me for a second.
Oh, God.
Can I just...
By the way, that's the most unattractive... Now, can you agree with me? I know you're afraid of Katie, but that is the most unattractive laugh.
No, I'm not afraid of Katie, but her laughter summarises how I'm feeling.
She sounds like she has... What's that called?
What?
CPI, IPD.
CPI?
What's that thing called?
CPI.
I shouldn't be laughing at her. The thing you have as well. What's it called?
CPI.
What's it called? What's it called? COP.
COP. Oh, COPD. I don't have to... Can I just tell you, that's our Katie laughing at your clobber.
Yep.
You look pathetic.
This is the same Katie who used to wear a leather coat like the Terminator. Terminator in June. Remember we'd be walking around the streets in June and she'd be... Oh, that's hard. Actually, can you send that to that voice message to my phone?
To your phone?
Because sometimes if I'm in a public place, I get an involuntary erection. Have you ever got an involuntary erection?
And why? Well, if somebody's going to go...
Oh, gone. Straight away. Instant floppy. I was getting my hair cut there 2 weeks ago. God, I hope my hairdresser isn't listening. This is so embarrassing. I was getting my hair cut 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And my hairdresser, you know when they're cutting your fringe?
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't have a fringe.
I do have a fringe.
Your fringe is back in 1980. Look how far back that fringe
Look who's talking.
Literally, you could land a rocket.
They can't even see any hair.
Yeah, Adrian doesn't have a forehead. He has a six head. That's how far it goes back. Anyway, I was getting my... And thank God, can I just say that? If you are a man, you will understand this. Women won't understand this because women don't get erections. Well, Katie probably does. You know when you go into a hairdresser's?
Yeah.
The thing they put over you. The shawl? What's it called? You know that they zip it at the back?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The gown.
Sorry, it's a gown. It's a gown with a hole at the back.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they put the bit of paper around your neck and fold it down over it. I love that. You know where they get the tape?
Yeah, just to stop the hair going down your back.
Is that what it's for?
Yeah.
I never knew that. What that was for. Anyway.
What do you mean you didn't know what it was for?
I'm just letting you know, lady. Oh, God. No wonder you're single. Anyway, the reason I love that gown, is because over the years, it's covered up many an erection.
You get an erection in the barbers.
Yeah.
There you go again, by the way. You're after bringing it back to that topic every single day. You know what they say about people who never stop talking about sex?
Who's they, first of all? Who's
people.
They?
People.
Who are they? Who are these people? Name them. Name one person.
People who talk about sex aren't getting it. That's the truth of it. They do. People who always talk about sex aren't getting it.
So anyway, 2 weeks ago, I was in the barber's chair getting my hair cut and I had the gown over me.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady was, the lady in question, Peter Mark is her name.
I don't think her name is Peter Mark.
Well, someone's called Peter Mark, aren't they?
No, there was Peter and there was Mark.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's the person's name, Peter Marks.
Peter and it's not Marks.
His surname is Marks.
The shop is called Peter Mark.
No, it's
There's
not
no
Peter,
S.
It's
oh,
Peter
you're
Marks.
A fool of a man.
I'm not a fool of a man. It's Peter Mark.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No. Now I have to Google it and find out.
It's Peter Marks.
It's not. It's Peter Marks.
So your missus, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Where does she say she's going at the weekend?
What?
Where does your missus
That's
say?
That's usually a lie.
She's going to meet her other man. No, honestly, where does she say she's going? I'm going to Peter Marks.
No.
That's the name of the hairdressers.
Peter Mark is an Irish hairdressing chain set up by brothers Peter and Mark Keaveney.
Ah, that's Waterford Whispers or something.
It's
like
not.
That's not true.
There you are, Peter and Mark Keaveney. They're brothers.
What sort of man wants to be a hairdresser?
What?
What sort of man wants to be a hairdresser?
These lads, they made a fucking fortune out of it.
Are they a bit light on the loafers?
No, there's no loafers. There they are, Peter and Mark. Look, they're old fellas.
God, they are old fellas, wouldn't they? Him cut me hair now. Jeez, he's about 90.
I doubt they're doing it now. But they set up Peter Mark 60 years ago. They are
but
Peter
isn't that
and
mad?
Mark.
Okay, so, okay, I take it back.
Yeah.
They're called Peter Mark.
Yeah.
But isn't it amazing that hairdressers wouldn't have been successful had they have had either or any other names? So say one of them was called Ivan and the other was called Humphrey.
Ivan Humphrey.
I'm your wife, yeah?
Yeah.
You talk, where are you going today, hon?
I'm going to Ivan Humphrey.
No, you're the husband. I'm the wife. Oh. I'm your wife. Do you never do...
You would never be my wife.
You'd get up on a crack place or just stop. Do you never do role-playing? I've been to your house parties. There's a lot of role-playing.
No role-playing.
Oh, I'm your wife. Go.
Where are you going today, hon?
Oh, I'm booked in for 2:30, hon.
For where?
Oh, Ivan Humphreys. Just doesn't sound... Sure doesn't...
Well done, Peter Mark.
And that's definitely their names.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was in the hairdressers 2 weeks ago getting my haircut.
What man goes to a hairdresers?
Oh, a man that wants a good haircut.
See, do you go to Peter Mark?
No, it wasn't actually Peter Marks. It was a...
There's no S. There is no S. It's Peter Mark.
Well, there's no "de" before Lebanon, but people say "de Lebanon," don't they?
Yeah, they shouldn't.
Why? Have you ever heard anybody saying "de Lebanon"?
You see, I think Peter Mark sounds better than them calling it Keevenies. That just wouldn't have sounded right. I'm off to Keevenies.
Well, what's Keevenies?
That's their surname.
Oh, that's not their surname. I thought their surname was Mark.
No, did you not listen to what I just said?
Completely does.
The guys are called Peter and Mark Keevenies.
By the way, they may not be still with us, so we could be... Are they still around?
I don't know.
Or Adrian.
Yeah?
Did one of them die? The hairdressers.
Anyway, Peter, Mark.
No, well, did one of them die?
I don't know.
Should have done a patch test. So, can we stop talking about Peter, Mark? Anyway, I'm in the hairdressers 2 weeks ago, yes?
Oh, yeah. Again, I want to know what man goes to a hairdresser's. What man, what red-blooded male? You go to a barber's.
Have you not seen the colour of my blood?
It's barbers, not, barbers.
No, I was in a hairdresser's. A stylist's, if you will.
Oh. God. With that head of hair, you go to a fucking stylist.
They give you a bottle of Corona when you're getting your hair cut. They give you a bottle of Corona. It's a sad day when we have to add laughter to the podcast. When we literally
Katie, I'm going to put that onto a little button on the desk here.
Oh, do you have a thing that can do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, can I tell this story?
Yeah, go on.
It was in my hair stylist the other day.
Very annoying, actually, when you're trying to tell a story.
I see what you're doing.
And it takes nearly 10 minutes to get there.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I accept my failings.
Good.
Anyway, sitting in the seat, and the gown was over me, mm-hmm. and the woman was, you know the way when they lean over to do the other side of your... She said, locks up or locks down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I like locks up. Do you like locks down or up?
Either or, yeah.
Well, it's not either or.
Depends on the style.
Well, one would be up and one would be down.
It depends on the style at the time. Sometimes it's stylish to have your locks a bit
further
down.
Sorry, I've known you 40 years and you've had the same hairstyle for 40 years.
No, I haven't.
You've never had a different hairstyle.
Oh, no, here, I showed you that picture a few weeks ago, the head and that.
Oh, when you were working for Bray Radio or something like that. State of you. Absolute state of you. Anyway.
So locks up or locks down.
And she leaned over to do my locks. And as she did, one of her breasts rubbed against my cheek.
Right.
And little Jeremy went, oh,
Jesus, you're easily pleased.
Oh, you've no idea.
You sad bastard. And I go back to the point.
Little Jeremy.
Men who talk about it don't get it.
Well, she wasn't offering me sex. She was cutting my locks, for God's sake.
And there's you getting a hard on.
But
you dirty bastard.
But I'm just
Where
saying,
was this hairdresser, stylist?
One that I won't be going to again.
I should hope not.
But I'm just imagining that gown has protected many a man's decency, hasn't it?
I've never had an erection while I was in a barber's ever.
But the point is, if you do ever have an erection in the barber's,
yeah,
all you have to do is play that sound there, that sound effect. Have a listen again. So just put, you're in the chair.
Yeah.
And Mark Humphreys or whatever his name is, is cutting your hair. Yeah. Gone. She has POCD or whatever it is.
She's a great laugh.
So you think that's great?
Katie, I love you to bits. If he doesn't, I think you're brilliant. I think you're great.
I think you're an elk.
What?
Did I say that? Anyway, just to wrap up on the conversation, the amount of messages that came in slagging me over wearing a cardigan today, I'm going to tell you one thing. I am a trendsetter. I was wearing, do you remember a topic we did on late night radio about 20 years ago where I was abused for wearing, I was the first man in Ireland to wear and buy a pink shirt.
Yeah, it was hideous though. It was an awful pink shirt. I have pink shirts. Yeah?
Yeah.
I wear pink shirts, but the pink shirt you wore back in the day was horrendous looking.
I was also the first man to wear a man bag. Remember I had a man bag? A tote, if you will.
Yeah.
Remember I came into work with a tote?
You were the first person
in Ireland to have a tote.
And now you're trying to claim that you're the fashion setter.
But according to ASOS.
ASOS, yeah.
Yeah, do you even know what ASOS is?
Yeah.
According to ASOS, the must wear garment by men in the fall, or not the fall, what's the other thing called?
The spring.
In the spring is a cardigan. So there you go.
Where's the buttons?
The buttons are. Sorry, hang on a second. Hey, 1996, how are you? Yeah, you know he is. He's here. He's sitting beside me. I know we couldn't replace him. Yeah. I'll tell him that. That was 1996.
Yeah.
Yeah, buttons are gone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Katie, what do you think of his buttonless cardigan?
that's a thing. I was in the birthing room for two of my babies.
What, and your wife was laughing like that? Jesus Christ. That's very worrying.
No, she was screaming.
Push!
push.
So she had too much laughing gas.
You know our buddy that listens to this show when we're recording it, Dave McLaughlin. Lovely
yes,
man, Dave.
Absolutely.
Pain in the hole sometimes. He can be self-righteous at times. Bit of a prick sometimes. But he said something very funny. And he said, that top looks more like asbestos than ASOS. Yeah, that's actually funny, Dave. Give him a laugh for that one.
I'll give you 10 out of 10 for that one, Dave. That was funny as.
And then Paul Brady.
Yeah, go on, Paul.
So you know Paul, our friend Paul, there's a bit of a want there, as you know, with Paul.
Well, he doesn't know how to spell Paul, that fellow.
Yeah, a bit of a want there. He said, Jared Trendsetter, more like a fucking red setter.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
What's a person called that's into torture?
Somebody who's into torture?
You know, there's certain people. I have a friend. Yeah.
Have you actually got a friend? I didn't know that.
No, that's literally the story. That's
oh, you have a friend?
I have a friend. That's it. I have a friend. And you wouldn't. I have to be very careful not to identify this person because he does listen to podcast. This friend is a male. And you know him. I think you worked with him.
Male friend. Before. Okay, go on. I'm working with you.
I ended up on a night out with him a couple of years ago and we ended up drunk. And you know.
That's funny. You don't drink.
Oh, like a fish. Well, the fish don't drink. They drown if they drink. That's a stupid expression, by the way.
Yeah, no, the water just goes in and back out again.
I drink like a fish. You couldn't drink like a fish. Anyway, I was out drinking with a man. You know Loose Lips?
Yeah.
You know your woman, Loose Lips?
Loose Lips, yeah.
She's great, isn't she? No, but he has loose lips. And he ended up telling me that he's into, what's it called?
What does it entail?
Well, if I say you're going to say, oh, yeah, I'm talking about sex. I'm talking about sex.
Well, you do always talk
about
sex.
But I can't tell you what it entails. But he told me what he likes getting done. And I was horrified. Because to look at this man is a professional.
Okay.
Yeah. An IT professional.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he likes having this done.
Because you're trying to work out in your head who it is.
Yeah, I am trying to work out in my head who it is.
And he told me that he loves pain.
Really?
Yeah. In the bedroom. No, I don't know if I can tell you, because if I tell you, you're going to go, oh, you're talking about sex. Oh, Jeremy's not getting any. Oh, the ones that talk about sex never get any.
No, that is true.
But by the way, I got some yesterday. Thank you very much.
Anybody who says something like that didn't actually get it yesterday.
That blows your argument out of the water. Out of the water.
Now, nobody actually who got it yesterday says they got it yesterday.
But it's rare you would. It's like yesterday I had a Chateaubriand steak.
Lovely.
Now, the reason I'm saying that is because it only happens once.
In a blue moon.
35 quid.
Yeah, they're dear, yeah.
Chateaubriand. Yeah. Anyway, my friend, and to a lesser extent Adrian's friend, who works in IT, if you saw him, you'd think he's a bit nerdy, but dorky, yeah?
Go on.
He's into, can I say?
Yeah, go on.
Well, he met this girl about 2 years ago, and she changed his life. He was a boring lover before he met her, yeah? And now he's a long-haired lover from Liverpool.
Right, he's a Superman
lover.
From
Liverpool. And he gets her. This is not for the faint-hearted. He gets her before they're having sex. So the you know what foreplay is?
Yeah.
I don't think you do.
It's just one after three play.
Yeah. According to him, foreplay, she takes off her, he's into heels.
I know, I like heels myself.
Can you get them in your size 11s?
I'm not averse to heels, yeah.
No, I like heels as well. Yeah, heels should not be, although never get a woman to wear heels in a waterbed.
I never have, but anyway, come on.
He gets her to bang his testicles with her heels.
Ah, Jesus!
I told you it wasn't for the faint hearted.
It certainly isn't. Who is this man?
I speak of.
Yeah.
I'm not
writing names on their...
No, I can't. I can't, honestly. He told me in secret.
But who even shares that sort of information?
By the way, if you're a friend of mine, yeah?
Never confide in Jeremy.
Never tell me anything, because it's going to end up as a... it's going to end up as a subject on the podcast. But I stood there in disbelief at that. And he says, there's nothing more pleasurable than a woman banging her heels off your balls.
Jesus Christ.
Now, I don't know about your testicles and I don't want to ask about them.
No, please don't.
Are they tender?
Like most men.
Yeah, they would be tender, wouldn't they?
And that's his thing.
Yeah. So literally before, when they're getting down to it, he'll say,
whack me on the...
No, stamp me.
Ah, stop it.
And she will...
oblige.
Take her shoe off, and she will...
I've heard enough. I've literally heard enough.
No, but I have to tell you what happened.
No, you don't have to.
She'll cut... burp, burp, burp.
Yeah.
She'll cup the test.
Burp, burp. I don't need to know.
She will cup them.
I don't care.
I'm telling you. She will cup them in her hand.
Don't want to know.
And then she'll get the heel and go, bam, bam. You're being a child. Can you not have an adult conversation?
No, because this
is... What is actually wrong with you?
This isn't adult. This is pathetic.
But what do you mean it's pathetic? Yeah, Robbie says, what the fuck? Robbie, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You would be very surprised what goes on under the sheets in houses all over Ireland, wouldn't you though?
Well, I'm surprised by that one.
Like, people would look at me and they'd say, he's not up to much. He'd be a... But I'm telling you, I'm a freak in the sheets. I'm literally a freak in the sheets. So I don't even know where we
where did it start from.
Where did that start from? But anyway, that is my IT friend that loves getting hit on the balls with
stilettos. With
stiletto heels. What do you think? You know the way you always
say. You know our friend Paulie, yeah?
Who's Paulie?
You know Paulie, who never comes on. He texts all the time. He never comes on, never.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our friend Paulie just paraphrased it by saying.
Okay, what did he say?
Absolute mad cunt, that word. That's really my thoughts on it as well.
But he says that the pain, sorry, it's called, by the way, sadomasochism.
Sadomasochism? Sadomasochism.
What's that word called? Well, S&M. Rihanna had a song about it. Sticks and stones may break my bones. Chains and whips excite me. What's that called? Sadomasochism.
Masochism. Masochism.
I can't say that word.
Sado. Come on, say it. Repeat after me. Sado.
Sado.
Maso.
Maso.
Kism.
Kism.
Masochism.
Sadomasochism. I can't say that word. But this same fella, by the way, he does something else that really, really annoys me. Have you ever seen someone... You're friends with him on Facebook, by the way, I think.
Am I?
Yeah.
I'm going to unfriend him.
He put up a post the other day, and I don't know how you guys feel about this. People who tag dead people in posts on Facebook.
My pet hate.
Yeah.
My
I didn't know that was your pet hate before actually bringing that up.
Yeah, there you go.
And he put up a post.
Because their Facebook page still exists, probably, yeah?
How when you die? You know, I know you're not dead.
Thankfully.
But according to your latest blood test.
Things aren't looking good.
Opinions matter. Could be ending sooner rather than quicker. Yeah?
No,
how's your PSA levels?
Perfect, absolutely.
Are they down?
Perfect.
Okay.
No, they're non-existent.
But what happens if I were to have a heart attack today? Yeah? What happens to my social media account?
It stays there unless you've given your family the passwords and given them permission to shut it down.
Anyway, he put up a post there last week, and it was a lovely post. He was talking about an ex-colleague of his that passed away in the last few years.
Mm.
And the post... Oh, by the way, we know someone else who does that.
I know, every year. Every fucking year.
Oh, who are you talking about?
Your man.
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart does, yeah. Sweetheart. Yeah, sweetheart. No, your man...
IGG.
Yeah, he does. Say that. Yeah.
We, by the way, so we don't get sued, we have to have alternative names for all of
it's
our
like
friends.
The newspapers.
Yeah. Like, remember, we used to call Jerry Hutch the monk. Nobody knew his name was Jerry Hutch. So, to avoid us getting sued, we have nicknames. So, we have a friend called IGG.
Yeah, and he does it every year.
So, anyway, 2 weeks ago, I think
he tags his dead friend.
No, but it wasn't him. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
By the way, his dead friend that he tags, he's dead about 15 years.
Yeah, I know that, but his Facebook account is still there.
Why can't that Facebook page be closed down?
Because somebody has to actually shut it down.
Who shuts it down?
I don't know. Family.
Anyway, 2 weeks ago, he put up a post, about an ex-colleague. And it was a lovely post. It was lovely. Like, if you died tomorrow, I wouldn't put up a lovely post about you on Facebook.
Would you not?
No.
Would you not put up a, thank God he's gone?
Oh, no, I put that up. Or, no, I put up a job advertising your replacement for the podcast. In fairness.
So when everybody else's post, so sad to hear of Adrian's demise, your post will be...
Presenter needed. Apply here. But anyway, he put up a post.
God, you're such a prick.
Oh, you've no idea. Anyway, he put up a post a week and a half ago about an ex-colleague of his, that passed away. And it was, by the way, and you need to stop doing this as well, guys, it was obvious that the post was written by ChatGPT.
Oh, really? It was a poem that nobody could ever write.
Oh, yeah, Shakespeare wouldn't have even been able to write this. So he had this post that he got AI to do.
Yeah.
And say, for instance, the fellow who died, his name was Adrian Kennedy. And he says, God, I miss our days working together. And then he tagged Adrian Kennedy in the post. Now, can you get Facebook in heaven?
Not that I'm aware of.
But why do they tag people?
I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get taking photographs at the headstone. Here we are.
Adrian, people grieve in different ways.
No.
People grieve in different
ways. No.
Okay, I don't have as much... Okay, the selfie at the headstone, I can half abide that, yeah?
Yeah.
But the people putting photographs are having a drink. Here's to you, Paul. Here's to you, Paul.
Beside his headstone.
Raising a glass to you, Paul. If any of you, by the way, when I die, and...
No, here, nobody's going to tend to your grave at all.
That's a fuck. That's literally of all the things to say to me.
Nobody.
That's actually horrible.
It is horrible, yeah.
You nobody, say my own, go my own kids who cherish the ground I walk on.
I will walk on the ground that you're cherished
in. My wife is literally obsessed with me. Yeah, obsessed.
She's obsessed with getting rid of you.
Yeah. Are you saying that...
Nobody's going to come near you. You'll be chucked in the hole there.
You'd be like your man's grave, me friend.
Me friend?
Me friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That, exactly nickname. Like that. Exactly
be like
that.
His grave.
Me friend's grave, yeah. Yeah. Nobody goes near it.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.
A lot of people are very annoyed.
Who is?
Sorry, a message from Vivian. Hang on.
What's wrong with Vivian?
Aye. Oh. No, I'm going to play Vivian's message. So Vivian, she was commenting in Facebook and I said she never comes on. Have you ever spoken to someone called Vivian before?
Not that I can recall.
But she does listen every day. She's a very good... I sent it to you.
You didn't. You sent it back to Vivian herself, you fool.
No, first of all, don't come... Amanda, will you send that to this clown sitting beside me here?
It didn't arrive anyway. That's the main thing.
Story of your life. Oh, the internet's down.
What?
The internet's down.
No, it's not.
It is, look. Look, it's... it is, look.
Try it off the phone there.
Adrian didn't pay his internet bill.
They're all paid. All the bills are paid in this place.
This better be the best message. Anyway, sorry, I was saying that I've never spoken to anybody called Vivian. And in fairness, she is very loyal. She listens to it every day, the live show.
She does, yep.
But I don't think she's happy.
Oh.
Why can I not make women happy?
Story of your life?
No, but it actually is the story of my life. Like, literally written on my headstone.
Okay, let's hear what Vivian has to say.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, lads. Vivian meets Jeremy, not mates, meets. And for the record, meets. Get it straight.
Oh,
yes, I have been on several times. I'm the one who put you to task over the dog collar, the electric shock one. So get your fucking shit straight. I've been on plenty of times.
3 years ago.
I just don't come on and argue with stupid. Thick people don't deserve to be argued with. Mm. And heartless cunts definitely don't deserve to be argued with. So I don't waste my energy anymore because I'm too old for that shit. So get your fucking facts right before you mention my name on your podcast again.
Put you in your box.
She just said there, my rage broke the internet. Yes, Vivian, it actually... In fairness, now, that conversation with the doctor was about 3 years ago.
Literally, but you don't remember it. Fuck you.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning. We've thousands. So many thousands are on this page. 201,000.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Vivian. On behalf of Opinions Matter.
I'm not sorry because I was actually factually correct. Okay, she hasn't been on in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So
but you don't remember. Why don't you remember? Sorry, Vivian. I apologize.
But you're right about arguing with... But then again, you can't say that everybody is stupid who shares a different opinion to you. She can't.
No. And well, it's a frustratingly annoying opinion. It's
what?
It's frustrating.
What?
Just gets frustrating.
What's wrong with you? You get well paid to listen to frustrating comments.
Thank you for listening today. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Oh, by the way, if you have... See, I fell by the wayside. And you didn't do that thing either.
What thing?
I guess you... you know what we'll do.
No, that thing.
Yeah.
That thing there.
Stop shouting at me. Bullying in the workplace.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Actually, hang on.
The whole place fell asunder while it was away.
No, actually didn't. Biggest figures ever. Huge. Everybody's talking about
Nobody
it.
Was.
It's
a bit of rain you weren't even here on Friday.
A bit of rain?
A bit of rain.
The country literally went into...
It didn't. But it floated away into the Atlantic.
Okay, should we, for those of you...
I have done a show last Friday when there was a bit of rain. No, yeah.
A bit of rain? Absolute prick. Yeah. My mother's house... 6 foot underwater.
It's not. That's such an exaggeration.
No, okay.
Your mother lives on a bloody hill.
Should we give Angry Viv, is it mates or meats? How do you say it?
Meats.
Meats.
Yeah.
Should we give, comment in Facebook there, should we give Angry Viv, that's what we're going to call her from now on, should we give her a...
No, because I'd say she threw it in the fire.
Should we... She's still angry.
Well, she is. She ain't been on since.
My wife did say that to me, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
That nobody makes women angrier than you, Jeremy. That's what she literally says to me. She says I have a skill. No, she doesn't use the word skill, actually. She says an ability to anger women beyond reproach. Do you know what the word reproach means?
Yeah.
I didn't have to Google it. You say, you know my missus' letters after name, very intelligent, educated woman.
What was the letter? MYHUSBANDISAPRICK.
Should we give Vivian a Opinions Matter coffee cup?
She'll throw it in the fire.
Oh, no. No, they're burn free. Burn free! They are, aren't they?
A lot of people are saying we should give her angry Darren's phone number.
No, Darren's not angry. She was always stoned.
Well, he wasn't angry today. He was actually...
Okay, should we give Viv the angry Viv, should we give her a cup? Yes or no? Comment in the comment section. I tell you, Viv, if you get 20 yeses in the next minute,
on Facebook.
Get the cup ready. Where's the cup?
The cup is... There's the cup.
Kind of cold, could
you? There you are, Viv. Do you want one of our Opinions Matter cups? On the condition that you don't throw it in the fire.
I know, it's not...
These were expensive.
They were. People think they were cheap.
No, they weren't cheap. They were look at this work of art.
Samantha says, "Yeah, give her one." No, Samantha, that's a different show. We do show on about that next week. We're talking about a coffee.
There
cup
you go. That's our Opinions Matter coffee mugs. Look, they're great. They're fantastic.
Should Angry Viv
get one of our coffee mugs?
Yeah. Now, in fairness to Angry Viv, she could be perimenopausal.
You can't say things like that.
No, I remember my mother was perimenopausal. She was like a demon. Like a demon, she was. So let's blame it on perimenopause. Okay? I don't
know. She's just fucking pissed off, wouldn't you?
No, there has to be more to it than that.
Right, so the only reason women get angry with you if they've a hormone imbalance.
Oh, 100%. 100%. So vote for Viv. Vote for Viv. Come on.
Yeah, she's got the vote, look.
What?
Yeah, they've all voted.
She should run up against your man.
Who?
I'm going to get the vote of the inner city there. I am. Paul Reynolds, are you listening to me? You're the wasp. Paul Reynolds, you're the wasp. What's his name?
Sorry, Viv, you won the vote.
She didn't. She was only got about two votes.
No, she didn't. Look.
What?
Scroll through them. There's millions
just
confirmed
of them. She is perimenopausal. She doesn't excuse you for being an absolute... Oh, sorry, you can't
don't
say,
say
that.
That.
You can't, say that. Oh, just shut your mouth, Jeremy. Shut your mouth.
Viv, WhatsApp is your full name and address.
I'm fucking terrified. I'm not delivering that to her house. I am not delivering that to her house. Have you got a bulletproof vest? And riot gear.
Have a good day. Viv, send us your full name and address.
Everybody have a lovely day, apart from Viv.
Viv, you're getting a lovely Opinions Matter coffee mug.
You'll be able to put your perimenopausal tablets in it.
Have a good day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Live from Ireland, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.